I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news update for Friday, June 24th. The State Department of Environmental Protection is once again reviewing the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Officials are re-examining the state waterways permit that was granted to the facility after a judge ruled that the permit did not have to be issued because the facility could have been built at a less densely populated area. The DEP will issue a ruling in August. The UMass Amherst Minuteman Marching Band will headline the 69th annual Quincy Christmas Parade later this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says the 380-member band is one of the most decorated bands in the nation, having performed at presidential inaugurations, the Macy's and Rose Bowl parades, and many other national celebrations. The parade is scheduled for Sunday, November 27th. Over 100 bands will perform at Porch Fest Quincy on Saturday. Free live musical performances will take place in neighborhoods in Wollaston, Marymount, and Squantum from 3 to 9 p.m. A Korean War Memorial ceremony will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Korean War Memorial at Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway in Quincy. A Korean War combat veteran will be the guest speaker. The 14th annual Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street in Howes Neck. The 5-mile run or 2-mile walk will raise funds for scholarships for Quincy High School students, donations to Children's Hospital, Manet Youth Football, and other local organizations. Boston Children's Hospital and the Quincy Police Department will hold a bike rodeo on Sunday from 9 to noon at the Quincy DPW on C Street. American Red Cross holding a community blood drive Sunday from 10 to 3 at the Islamic Center of New England on South Street in Quincy Point. Go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 24th.